I was trying to think of something nice to say about arrogant people, and then it hit me. At least they don't talk about others.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Are you selfish? You just might be selfish if your favorite wall hanging is the mirror. Or you lick the last piece of cake before asking if anyone wants it. You just might be selfish if you've ever said, "The thing I appreciate most about myself is my humility." Or you've said, "Enough about me, let's talk about what you think about me." 40 days ago, I decided to go cold turkey. 40 days without social media. Nothing against social media, but 80% of posts are about one subject, me. Sure, it can be used to encourage and build, but I found myself reflecting too much on Phil. And the more I care about I, me, mine, my, myself, the less I care about others. In fact, selfishness literally sucks. It saps joy and compassion from our bodies. A good question to ask is, am I interruptible? If we truly follow Jesus, we care about people. And if the distractions are too many, we will miss out on opportunities all around us. Craig Groeschel, pastor of Life.Church, tells about sitting exhausted in an airport waiting for a long-delayed flight, wanting to get home. Suddenly, a woman was standing there. "Oh my goodness, you're my pastor," she said. "I can't believe you're here." He forced a smile and chatted politely for a minute. Then she awkwardly walked away. "God's Spirit shook me out of my selfishness," Craig said. So he went and found her sitting by herself and apologized. "Was there something you wanted to talk about?" Through sobs, she said she was on a business trip. She didn't usually drink, but last night she did and cheated on her husband. Craig said, "God must really care about you. I don't think it's any coincidence that we just happened to run into each other here in some airport in a city where neither of us lives." They talked. Then Craig called a counselor he knew and made her an appointment. "You need to confess this to your husband," he told her. She agreed she would at 10 a.m. Saturday morning. He prayed with her and promised he would pray Saturday morning, then follow up. On Saturday, Craig was on the other side of town when it was time to pray, so he did. And a strange thought hit him, "Go to Walmart." My wife has had that thought sometimes. Craig said, "I'd rather go to a pet store and look at cats." But he listened, and there he almost bumped into a guy. The guy's mouth dropped open. "You're my pastor," he blurted. Then started sobbing. "Thursday night you were in Kansas City in the airport," he said. "My wife was there. She confessed to you. She just told me this morning that she cheated on me. I didn't know what to do. I came to Walmart, and you're here." Craig said, "Do you realize how much God cares about you? He delayed my flight to get me stuck in the same airport where your wife was so we could have that conversation. Then he sent me to Walmart so I'd be here for you. I don't know what you're going to do, but I can tell you this. Your marriage must be really important to God, and I believe with all my heart that he wants to heal it if you'll just let him." I love that story. The couple went to counseling. He forgave her. They worked through their differences. God healed their marriage. You know, the enemy wants to destroy and keep things in the dark. God wants to bring them into the light, and he goes to startling lengths to heal us. I'll be back on social media shortly, but I don't want to miss divine opportunities all around me because of my selfishness, because I'm staring at a little screen. When Jesus had compassion, he always followed it with action. People won't know we're his followers by how many Bible verses we post or how quickly we return our texts, but by our love. It's impossible to be selfie-centered and filled with joy. So let's choose the joy of serving others today.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.